If you've been told you need a hysterectomy, or maybe you've already had one, chances are that nobody told you, or maybe you're confused about, well, what actually happens to your hormones? Sometimes people think that losing their uterus is the same as losing your ovaries. Spoiler alert, it's not. I'm Dr. Amy Brenner, and today we're going to talk about what happens to your hormones after a hysterectomy. The first thing is we just want to get the language right of what does a hysterectomy actually mean? Before we talk hormones, let's talk terminology, because a lot of people think that having a hysterectomy means that they're also going to have their ovaries taken out. The word hysterectomy actually just means removal of the uterus. Hyster is a Greek word for uterus. Ectomy means removal of. So hysterectomy is just removing the uterus. Now, if you have your ovaries removed, the medical term for that is oophorectomy. Certainly, if you have both of your ovaries out, which are the major hormone-producing organs for women, it's absolutely going to affect your hormone status. And we call that a surgical menopause. And if your ovaries are removed, again, that's called an oophorectomy, then your hormones are going to be non-existent. But what happens when you actually just keep your ovaries with a hysterectomy? Sometimes patients will call that a partial hysterectomy. We don't really use that as physicians. We call a total hysterectomy, which means removal of the uterus in the cervix, which is just the lower portion of the uterus. When we talk about removing the ovaries, then we will call it total hysterectomy with oophorectomy, either one side or both. But let's now get into the meat of it is, well, what happens if you just have a hysterectomy? And that means removing your uterus only. It's really controversial in the medical world or in the gynecology world of does removing the ovaries affect your hormone status? And there's actually kind of two differing opinions and two differing groups of medical information. The first group of information came from a 2023 meta-analysis. It was done by Hwang et and others in the Journal of Ovarian Research, and there were 14 studies that looked at about 1,400 premenopausal women. And what they found is that women who underwent a hysterectomy, again, just the removal of the uterus, found that hormones were significantly affected. The FSH, which is a brain hormone that goes up when the brain thinks there isn't enough estrogen around, that went up. Inhibin B went down, which means there's fewer growing follicles in the ovary, and another brain hormone called LH went up. So all of those markers showed that ovarian function was declining. And it does actually make sense because as a gynecologic surgeon, when I'm removing the uterus, I'm not cutting off the main blood flow to the ovaries, which is in what's called the infundibulopelvic ligament, but I am cutting the utero-ovarian ligament, which does have some blood flow to the ovaries. It's not the main blood flow for the ovaries, but it is a significant portion. So this study actually makes sense to me that it does slightly affect ovarian function and ovarian hormone production. There is a second group of studies that says that removing the uterus alone did not affect the hormones. So it's really controversial in the medical literature of does just removing the uterus affect ovarian hormones or not. In my clinical experience, I found basically the same thing as what the literature says is sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. I think there's another study out there that shows that women who have a hysterectomy do go through menopause 1 to 2 years earlier than their counterparts who did not have a hysterectomy. The average age of menopause is 52, so maybe you would go through menopause at 50, 2 years earlier. The question I get as a practitioner is, well, how will I know when I go through menopause? Because the definition of menopause means no period for a year. Typically, women do start having symptoms of menopause, hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, sleeping issues, maybe some weight gain, low libido, mood issues. Those are common symptoms of hormonal decline. But some women, and I think these are actually the unlucky women, that actually don't have any symptoms as their hormones decline. And the reason why I say it's unlucky is I think those symptoms of menopause are similar to the check engine light on your car. It's a little warning light of something is not right. I recommend if women aren't having hormonal symptoms that they, when they get close to menopause, maybe late 40s, early 50s, to get periodic blood work and check that FSH, that brain hormone, and an estradiol level to see where you are on the spectrum. Because we're going to talk in a little bit about all of the benefits of hormone replacement. Now let's move into, well, what happens if you have your ovaries taken out? Again, the medical term for that is oophorectomy, or if we're moving both of them, a bilateral oophorectomy. And that is immediate surgical menopause. Typically, women's hormones decline by the time they get into the recovery room. And when you were younger and your ovaries are fully functioning, those ovaries make estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And when the ovaries are instantly removed, all three of those hormones immediately and drastically decline. There was one study, it was called the Rancho Bernardo study in 2000, found that women who had a bilateral oophorectomy, that even their testosterone levels were about 50% lower than women who had their ovaries intact. As traditional gynecologists, most gynecologists are only replacing estrogen. In our practice, we talk about the pros and cons of just replacing estrogen, or also replacing estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone. Testosterone matters a lot. It really helps with energy, libido, muscle mass, mood, and bone strength. So why does this even matter? What are the risks of hormonal decline? And so there is so much information about the risks of hormonal decline. And most of that data comes from women who had their ovaries removed. In 2024, there was a big review that was published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology by Hassan et al. And showed that when women had their ovaries removed prior to menopause, there was about a 20% increased risk of cardiovascular disease, coronary heart disease, and stroke. Also, hormones really help our metabolism. And when ovaries are removed, and estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone are instantly eliminated from the body, your cholesterol goes up. There's about a 15% increased risk in diabetes, 10 to 15% increased risk in high blood pressure. These hormones are also significantly important to our neurological system and our brain. And in women who had their ovaries removed prior to menopause compared to their cohorts, there was a 70% higher risk of dementia. There's also an increased risk of Parkinson's disease and about a 40% in this study increased risk of depression. These hormones also really significantly affect our bones, and estrogen and testosterone deficiency definitely causes a decline in bone density and increases the risk of osteopenia and osteoporosis. So if you want the diseases of aging, have your ovaries removed and not replace them with hormones. There's also an increased risk of death of having the ovaries removed without replacing hormones. There was a Canadian study with over 200,000 women that said that women who were in their 40s and had their ovaries taken out had a 31% higher risk of all-cause mortality. There is so much that our hormones do and ovaries and the hormones that they make are so important. What does that really mean? So if you are planning to get a hysterectomy, or somebody tells you that a hysterectomy is recommended or an option, should you take your ovaries out or not? I already told you about the risks of having your ovaries taken out. Now, those risks, remember, are without replacing hormones. We'll get to the what hormone replacement does in a minute. So that background I just gave you just really sets the stage of the importance of these hormones for medical problems and overall mortality. In general, as gynecologists, we used to say, let's leave the ovaries until you're 65. And then recently there was a study published in the British Medical Journal that looked at 200,000 women, and that recommendation really changed. And it was also reinforced in an ACOG bulletin that says, you know what, let's move that closer to 50 because the ovaries aren't really doing too much. So now the recommendation is to strongly consider removing your ovaries at age 50 rather than 65. Now, 5 minutes ago, you heard me talk about all the risks associated with having your ovaries removed. So why would you consider doing that? The main risk is that it reduces the risk of ovarian cancer, or getting ovarian cysts, or even benign tumors develop on the ovaries. So those are the benefits to consider removing them. So now the recommendation is we always remove fallopian tubes now at the time of hysterectomy, but consider removing the ovaries if you're having a hysterectomy around age 50. Now let's talk about what happens if you remove your ovaries and replace hormones. We've already heard without hormones, you're at increased risk of cardiovascular disease, neurological disease, bone loss, and metabolic disease. And there is actually some significant data showing that when we take your ovaries out and we replace estrogen, most of the data is on estrogen. We don't have a ton of data on testosterone supplementation, but there's a lot of data that shows that when we replace estrogen, that those risks of removing the ovaries go back to baseline. Hopefully I didn't confuse you even more. It's a very intimate discussion and really needs to be individualized. I think the take-home message that I just want to reiterate is that having a hysterectomy may or may not affect your ovarian hormone production, but removing the ovaries is a separate discussion that you and your physician really need to discuss about the pros and cons of removing your ovaries. And if you do choose to remove your ovaries, that I would highly recommend you consider hormone replacement therapy with at a minimum of estradiol therapy, but for a more Cadillac approach and a more comprehensive approach to replace all of the hormones that the ovary made, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. I don't think that is what most gynecologists do. And I think it's a nuanced conversation about what hormones should be replaced when needed or when the ovaries are removed.